the standing against hatred in this way is part of a broader agenda we need to renew our culture, to push back hatred against a jihadist extremist version of Islam that is sweep that is in the Middle East and attacking Israel, and we see it on the streets in some measure here and certainly in other parts of the world. But also we're pushing back against the radical left that also seeks to really undermine and destroy the foundations of our society. So we need to work hard to do that. And it's an act of love for Christians to do this because at one level, it's not about us. It's about the good of everybody.
Welcome, everyone, to this new Daily Declaration podcast. We're absolutely thrilled to have Mark Leach join us. He's based in Sydney. Mark, thank you so much for coming on and doing this interview podcast with us.
It's a great pleasure. I'm delighted to be here and to chat to you and to your listeners.
We are really grateful. And I thought I'd just start with a little bit with your background. Obviously, anti-Semitism, you know, Jewish hatred is just pure and simple wrong, and we should all stand against it. But you've got Jewish background, you're Jewish yourself. Can you explain just a little bit about what this means for you personally?
For sure. So my mother was Jewish. She was a German Jew who fled Germany in 1938. My father was a Roman Catholic, white South African. So I grew up in a mixed family. For me, really since October the 7th and the stand I took, which some of your listeners may be familiar with, on October the 9th at a protest rally, it became clear to me that there was this wave of hate that for the first time made me feel vulnerable here in Sydney, that pogroms and attacks against Jewish people were conceivable in Sydney. Now, that's an extraordinary thing to say, because Australia has a wonderful history of being inclusive and cohesive. Jews have been welcomed into all levels of Australian society pretty much since they arrived very soon after sort of white settlement. So it feels like an existential threat. And I'm not living in the Jewish community. I pastor an Anglican church, but God seems to have thrust me into this fairly public role where my Jewish identity is well known now. So there's moments of great fear, and I know that is shared by the Jewish community across Australia. For the first time in our history in Australia, there are Jewish people who are scared to wear kippahs, to wear Magen Davids, where children go to school in civilian clothes and then change into their school uniforms, their Jewish school uniforms, when they get to school because their parents are scared of them being attacked on public transport. Like, that's just so alien to Australia, but so present now since October the 7th.
So it's in your experience, it's really since October last year that it's really increased in anti-Semitism. Before that, it was pretty rare.
Yes, certainly I've experienced, when people found out I was Jewish, just the sort of everyday casual anti-Semitism jokes about money and, you know, taking showers and gas chambers and things, and, you know, just stupid thoughtlessness. And there have been anti-Semitic attacks from the handful of people on the far right. Obviously the far, you know, there's always that sort of tiny crew of kind of crazy neo-Nazis. So there's always been, that's been going on. And the Jewish community, you know, tragically have to invest, like your average synagogue invests upwards of $100,000 a year just on security guards. Every Jewish school has armed security guards. And that's ongoing. But I would say the threat has, as the statistics say, have increased nearly 1,000-fold since October the 7th. So there's this massive feeling that you're not safe in the city. There are anti-Jewish marches in the city of Sydney every weekend. Many Jews I know don't feel at all safe or comfortable coming into the center of Sydney on the weekends anymore. And that's new since October the 7th, for sure.
Yeah, that is really sad. That is just very, very sad to hear.
Sad and un-Australian, profoundly, deeply un-Australian.
Yeah, so I want to get to that. So you've co-founded Never Again is now. Can you tell us a little bit about why you did that? And with the events coming up shortly, what you hope to achieve by holding these events?
The Never Again is now started as a small group of us before Christmas, being connected with a group in the UK called Christian Action Against Anti-Semitism. And together we have this vision to mobilize the Christian community as followers of the Jewish Jesus to say, as Christians, we should take the lead in opposing any form of hatred in our country, and specifically the hatred of Jewish people. You know, in the 1930s, the tragedy in Germany was so many German people and their leaders stood silently by or were even complicit in the rising anti-Semitism and hatred of Jewish people, of disabled people, of homosexual people, of a number of other sorts of minorities. But specifically the Jewish people, the German Christians colluded, were complicit, sang louder, hoped it wouldn't be their problem. And a group of us decided that on our watch, in our country, that would not be the case here. And so if anyone wants to come for the Jewish people in Australia, they've got to come through the body of Christ first. They've got to come through the Christians first. And it's important that we take that lead, owning our past, but then embodying the Judeo-Christian values that have built our country to be the wonderful place it is, and stepping out, getting out of the pews and onto the streets to let our views be known and to say, no, we need to lead with love on this. And that's why we've done it. And we're planning, God willing, to have gatherings in all the capital cities to unite people around this cause and to send a loud message to Australia that we can and we must push back the hate and rally for respect.
Yeah, that's so well put. Just from history with the Second World War, it is pretty tragic that the church, by and large, yes, there were individuals, Dietrich Bonhoeffer comes to mind, but they were the minority, sadly, in the German context of standing against anti-Semitism, just hoping it would go away, hoping it was someone else's problem. But so well put, you know, it should start with us and we should be the ones leading on this issue.
Yeah, 100%. And look, as Australians and as Christians, we lead an unbelievably blessed life, charmed life. Australia is peaceful, cohesive, and we all just hope it'll continue. And the temptation for middle-class, white Anglo-Christians is we just think if we treat everyone nicely and if we keep our heads down and we sing our songs and we record our worship albums and we listen to our preachers and we get on with our daily lives, everything will be fine. But that's not how the world works. Unfortunately, there is evil in the world. And we saw on October the 9th, well, from the 7th, 8th, and 9th, those days after the attacks in Israel and the behavior that's unfolded since then, we've seen how quickly hatred can be ignited, intergroup divisions can spill onto the streets, and social cohesion can be eroded. And that is not something we can passively just sit by and hope won't affect us and hope someone else will do something about it. You know, you can't just wait for someone else to fix it. Like, in the end, it's just ordinary people like you and like me and your listeners who have the responsibility to act to build the kind of society we want our kids and our grandkids to inherit one day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like you brought up, it's so easy to think, oh, you know, just sit in our pews and we'll just sing some songs and she'll be right, mate. But that's not always the case. And one thing I think, because we've inherited a country which has been so Judeo-Christian in its beliefs and its values, we've had, like, that we call it the lucky country, and so it's easy just to go along with it and think, well, it's always going to stay that way. But we do need to go out and actually promote our Judeo-Christian values, because it's brought so much blessing in this country, and we now see that particularly attacked with this anti-Semitism. So absolutely, yeah, we need to be out and about and active and standing strong on this.
Yeah absolutely, because I think our attitude towards the Jewish people is a litmus test for the state of our souls. And it shows what we really value. And, you know, we can all say that we believe in love and peace and cohesion, but those words are meaningless if we stand by while a minority group in our culture, the Jewish people, have their businesses boycotted, have their property defaced, have their livelihoods threatened, have their personal safety threatened. So irrespective of what you think about the Middle East, about the conduct of the war in Gaza, or about this possible solutions in the last 75 years or 300 years or 500 years of activity in the Middle East, here in Australia, where we have responsibility as citizens, yeah, we have to act. Mm-hmm. And I think this gives us an opportunity to stand for all the things that make Australia a wonderful place, those values of respect, that everyone's uniquely valuable, that we don't discriminate on the basis of religion or ethnicity or skin color or sexual orientation. We say, no, everyone's valuable because everyone is made in the image of God. Now, I might disagree with you strongly about everything, but I also have to stand with you and defend your right to hold views that I find offensive and wrong. It's just integral to who we are, and that comes straight out of the Bible, out of the Torah and out of the Christian scriptures. That respect for individuals, respect for our agency, our freedom, the respect for our religious choices. You can choose to be a Muslim. You can choose to be a Jew. You can choose to go from being a Jew to being a Muslim. My own brother converted to Islam. And we don't kill people when they change religions. And we don't persecute people when they're born into a religion just because of that. We don't persecute people for the color of their skin. Now obviously, you know, opening up a can of worms, in Australia, we have at times a tragic history of not living up to those ideals. And I think we're all still grappling with that in terms of our relating to our indigenous community. But our ideals are so Christian and so biblical. And we have to enact those and defend those and live those out in the public square, as it were. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. What if we don't? What happens if we just go, well, it's someone else's problem and the church says silent, it's too controversial, stay out of it? What if we get no response?
Well, the worst case scenario is that we see a slow pulling apart of the fabric of our society, a decline into tribalism and all the attendant evil that happens when people treat each other as inherently different and other on the basis of tribal identity. We'll see a fragmented and fractured society that is just that eats itself from within and ends up vulnerable to attack from without. We'll see ourselves as a society that hates life, where we aren't safe anymore from each other and we can't all flourish. I think that's the worst case scenario. The best case, now that might not happen. It might be that others do stand up. I'm a big fan of, Mordecai in the book of Esther, when he is convincing Esther to take this unbelievably courageous stand of approaching the king and advocating for her people in the face of planned genocide. And Mordecai says, hey, listen, you know, you need to do this. But if you don't do this, God will raise up someone else and they'll get the blessing. Now, I think that's how I always feel about it. I go, I get to work with God to stand alongside the Jewish people and stand for respect and inclusion and Judeo-Christian values. And if I don't do it, God will use someone else and I'll just miss out on the blessings. So to all your listeners, you're probably by virtue of listening to this podcast, you're actually pretty highly engaged. But to everyone else, I'd say if we don't step up, you know what? We're the ones in the end who miss out. God will do what God will do. I'm an optimist. I'm a constitutionally and temperamentally an optimist, but I'm also a theological optimist. I think there's a God who loves us and who's at work in the world. Our job is to get alongside and work with him. Otherwise, we miss out the blessing and he uses others. So. Yeah,
that's an interesting perspective. I would also add, I guess we're talking about the Second World War, and yes, I guess in some ways deliverance did come from the Jews despite the Holocaust, but I would much rather prefer it that it was far more earlier than, you know, that still the Jewish people survived after the horrific tragedy of 6 million deaths. So, yeah, but ultimately God is sovereign and he's in control and he will ultimately have the final say. But the brilliant thing is we get to play our role in it in the right here and right now.
That's right.
So really well put.
Well, and look, I would say it's unlikely that we'll see concentration camps for Jewish people in Australia. But what we've seen in the Middle East is the progressive ethnic cleansing of Jewish people and of Christians from the Middle East in the last 100 years. And we want to make sure that that never takes root in Australia. Mm. And actually, we want to push back that kind of hate around the world to the extent that we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe just to finish off then, our Judeo-Christian values are on the line here. So by standing with the Jewish people, we're standing for Judeo-Christian beliefs, the values, our Christian heritage here in this nation. Could you unpack that just a little bit more for us? Why is it that it is absolutely essential to stand for Jewish peoples, to stand against anti-Semitism right here, right now, and that if we don't, we're jeopardizing the whole Christian community and Australia at large. Mm. It's not just about us.
Yeah, it's not. It is not just about us. And I'd make this point. If you claim to be a follower of Jesus and you claim to hold these Judeo-Christian values, then if any group were being persecuted and attacked on the basis of their identity, then Christians should stand and protect them. If Muslim people were being attacked on the basis of their identity, then the church should stand and protect them. If gay people were being attacked on a basis of their sexual orientation, then the church should stand and protect them from that kind of hatred. So we should push back hatred in all its forms. And that is important because the Bible actually gives us a moral compass. The Bible gives us moral clarity about what is right and wrong. And hatred is wrong. So we should oppose it. And hatred in all its forms is wrong. Discrimination is wrong. Every human being is made in the image of God, and we need to honor that. And that's clear, and we need to stand for that. So in a world that is awash with moral relativism, where your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth, and you know every moral decision is up for negotiation, the biblical worldview says, no, there's you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. And once you know what is right, you're impelled or compelled to act on that basis. And so we should. We need, this standing against hatred in this way is part of a broader agenda we need to renew our culture, to push back hatred against a jihadist extremist version of Islam that is in the Middle East and attacking Israel. And we see it on the streets in some measure here and certainly in other parts of the world. But also we're pushing back against the radical left that also seeks to really undermine and destroy the foundations of our society. So we need to work hard to do that. And it's an act of love for Christians to do this because we... There's, at one level, it's not about us. It's about the good of everybody, the powerless and the voiceless and our grandkids and our great-grandkids. So I don't know. We just have to – what use is your faith if it doesn't translate into actions? If you claim to love somebody but you don't actually live that out, your claim to love is spurious. So that's the Christian view. Yeah, or at least my version of the Christian view, and your listeners can judge if I'm right or not.
Well said. Well, then we've got the Never Again Is Now events coming up. So as people come to these, what can they expect and what blessing can they expect to receive by actually being active, proactive and getting out there and coming to these events?
Yeah, well, I'm delighted to say that at our first event in Sydney on the 18th, the Honourable John Anderson, our previous Deputy Prime Minister, is one of our headline speakers. John's a fantastic elder Christian statesman, so it's worth coming along just to hear him. We also have representatives of the Anglican Church, the Dean of the Cathedral. We have a number of politicians, current serving politicians, We have a range of Christian speakers. We're going to have great music. We have a tremendous worship leader. So we're going to worship. We're going to sing. It's going to be a flood of Australian flags, a flood of love and of inclusion. I guess I'm thinking it's going to be like a cross between a worship service and a rally and a party and a time of mourning, because, you know, there's still 130 hostages mm-hmm. in Israel mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. the pain of that and the war in Israel for our Jewish friends is real. And the pain of everyone in the region, of the folk in Gaza who are losing family. It's a combination, and I don't know what will be the blessing. You'll be doing what's right. Yeah. You'll be contributing to the future good of society. Mm-hmm. You'll hear some great music. You'll hear some great speakers. You'll meet people you would never have met otherwise. So come on out. And then the goal is go onto our website, neveragainisnow.com.au. And if you're not in Sydney, register your interest to attend one of our events in other cities. So we've got one coming up in Adelaide. And then immediately this one's finished, I'm starting work on organizing a massive event for Melbourne. So anyone in Melbourne, sign up. We need everybody to come out. We want to make it bigger and better and more impactful even than what we're going to pull off in Sydney. So,
It all sounds wonderful, I think, for all those reasons, plus many more and many more. We may never see this side of eternity, but from the other side of eternity, I'm sure we'll be very glad that we were there. So I encourage all our listeners to get along if you can, if you're near one of the central cities. Mark, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us and talking about why standing against anti-Semitism is so important right here and right now. And never again is now. Never again may it happen in Australia, and we need to make a stand. So thank you so much. We bless you for your time, and we look forward to all the wonderful things that are going to come out of this movement, and long may it have a role to play in Australia in the time going forward. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. God bless.